Let's get the latest on the fires in Southern California. News Nation's Brooke Schaefer is in Los Angeles. Brooke, we were hearing about the winds expected to pick up again. What's the situation? What are the conditions now?
Yeah. Hey there. Good morning. I actually just spoke with the LA County Fire Department, and they told me a small bit of good news. They said that their firefighters have not seen any active flames since yesterday. So they were able to make some progress over the weekend. They got a bit of a break as far as the weather's concerned to really get a handle on the situation out here. But as you mentioned, the winds are still a major factor in all of this. Those Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up overnight tonight into tomorrow and Wednesday. That is, of course, a major concern for these firefighters and for people out here, because those winds have potential to pick up embers and send them, you know, miles down the road. And that's when things can potentially get out of control. And that was a big reason for why these fires began to spread so rapidly last week. So firefighters, people who live here, of course, also very much monitoring the weather and those winds. The most dangerous day right now, meteorologists are predicting the most dangerous day to be tomorrow. So LA County Fire Department told me moments ago that they've got fire trucks and water trucks stationed in specific spots right now. Today, they are, of course, monitoring the weather, but they are also monitoring hot spots, trying to keep things under control as we watch and see what happens.
Is the death toll still standing at 24 at the moment?
As of right now, yes, the death toll rose overnight to at least 24 people killed in these fires. Reports say about 16 people are missing as of right now. And then on top of that, of course, we have about 150,000 people who are still under mandatory evacuation orders. A lot of people have been wanting to go back and try and check on their homes or see what is left or try and, you know, dig through and gather some belongings if they can. But as of right now, many of these areas that are under evacuation orders are still very much locked down. My crew, we have to show our press badges to local police, even to the National Guard, to be able to get into some of these neighborhoods, because fire officials say it's just too dangerous right now, because you have to keep in mind there are blocks and blocks where buildings are burned down. You have structures that are no longer structurally sound. It's a very dangerous situation. There are power lines. There's power out. So it's extremely dangerous. I asked the fire department when he expected that these families would be able to go back home, and he said not until this wind event is over at least, which is that wind event's not expected to be over until at least Wednesday. So it could still be a couple of days before these families are even able to get back into their neighborhoods to see what's left.
And we're hearing that even if you can get back to your home, it's still very dangerous. And LA officials are offering tips on how people can stay safe when they do go home, because it still is a dangerous condition, even if the fire is gone from their area, isn't it?
Extremely dangerous. The fire department said over the weekend, the LA City Fire Chief said that this is an extremely dangerous situation for the public. She said, you know, there's no power, there's no water, there's gas lines, unstable structures. So that is the reason why these areas are still locked down right now. And of course, with the potential for these winds to pick back up and these fires to potentially start again, it is still a very critical fire situation on top of the dangerous structures and power lines and gas lines that you have sort of around these neighborhoods. So as of right now, these areas still locked down, but when they eventually do open up, of course, officials telling people you will need to be incredibly cautious as you move through and potentially try and dig through. But it's such an emotional situation down here as well, because, I mean, you can only imagine and just feel for these families who want to go back to check on their homes to see if anything is still there. I mean, are their homes still even standing? And so many of these families ran out at the last second, only grabbing what they could. There are so many, you know, memories and pictures and documents that are left behind in these homes, that people are just really desperate to try and sift through whatever's left and grab onto some of those things.
Unimaginable tragedy. And we appreciate the update there. Brooke Schaefer, News Nation, Los Angeles. Thank you, Brooke.
Absolutely.
I want to check in with my stepdaughter, Natalie, who is in Alhambra. It's just outside of Pasadena. Natalie Zeroni has turned into a reporter for us here on the Los Angeles fires. And Natalie, even though news is playing up the political blame game and we're hearing about arson and looting, there's a bigger story about all the great things people are doing to help others, isn't there?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can just tell you what I've seen here on the ground this past weekend. Places are overwhelmed with donations, overwhelmed with volunteers. I mean, almost all of my friends went out and volunteered this weekend. Just immediate on-the-ground stuff, clearing branches, clearing debris from the roads, sorting donations, just amazing stuff that you're seeing. I mean, one, you know, theaters having free showings of family-friendly movies for kids. You know, just amazing stuff that you're seeing, and people really just coming out to do so much good.
The Los Angeles Fire Department has asked Good Samaritans to please donate goods to centralized donation centers rather than individual fire stations, and they have a list of approved locations and what they need. So that's a nice problem to have, that they're just overwhelmed with an outpouring of generosity. Sun is coming up out there in Southern California. What are you seeing as of now, Natalie? We were hearing about those high winds. What's the situation at the present time?
Yeah, so the situation, I was just looking and getting an update on this. We are still not in the clear. Obviously, there are two big fires that are still going. There's the one near me, the Eaton fire, and then the Palisades fire. And we just got another, not actually for my area, but for much of L.A. and Ventura counties, we got another red flag warning through Wednesday. So that means we still have dangerous winds that are going to be coming. I was reading the worst of it will be Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and basically means that we're not out of the clear yet.
Very troubling stories this morning about rent being jacked up and price gouging concerns. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I've been seeing those too, Bob, and I've been seeing a lot of friends posting about it too. Yeah, we're already seeing reports of rent price gouging, and housing advocates are really trying to advocate for a rent freeze and eviction moratoriums. I haven't heard that has happened yet, but it's definitely something that people are talking about. And we've also gotten warnings from the county about product price gouging as well. And they actually have like a website where they're asking people to report if they see price gouging in stores.
I would think the government's going to have to step in and do something about that. What about the air quality outside and the air quality inside, for that matter? Is it getting any better?
Yeah, Bob, the good news is the air quality is a lot better. Again, something that I'm constantly monitoring. But, I mean, compared to what we were seeing even just a couple of days ago, it's night and day. You know, I have a map that I look at that has sensors all over the place, and now, most of the time, again, at least near me, they are green or yellow, which are on the, you know, green is the safest, rather than red and purple, which were the colors I was seeing just a couple days ago. So I'm still wearing a mask personally for the next couple days, just because there's particulate in the air still and all that, but definitely a lot better.
Well, I hope in the future you see a lot of green. It's Natalie Zeroni there in Alhambra. Thank you, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.